From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was fired November 5 from his position as Zimbabwe's vice president, was sworn in today as that nation's president, ending the rule of Robert Mugabe, who resigned this week. VOA's Anita Powell is in the Zimbabwe capital, Harare.
It's a big day here in Zimbabwe's capital as the nation sees its first new president sworn in 37 years. But Emmerson Mnangagwa won't have a minute to rest on his laurels. He's promised to get straight to work, fixing the nation's shattered economy, struggling institutions, and slipping infrastructure. Additionally, the Constitution calls for a broad and sweeping program of reform. And as if that weren't enough of a challenge, Mnangagwa inherited the post after the stunning resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe. Under the Constitution, the nation has to go to fresh polls next year. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Egyptian security officials say suspected militants attacked a packed mosque on Friday in the volatile northern Sinai Peninsula, killing at least 235 people. Authorities said the extremists targeted supporters of the security forces at the mosque in the town of Bir al-Abd. They said men in four off-road vehicles opened fire on worshippers during Friday prayers. Myanmar and Bangladesh have signed an agreement for the return home of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State. This follows comments from U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in which he said violence in Rakhine was qualified as ethnic cleansing. This is VOA News.